With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Now that high school lacrosse is over in Hastings, it's time to shine the spotlight on the youth. And this year, Hastings Lacrosse is running a free in-house lacrosse program open to all kids ages 7 through 12, as it will run from now until July 30th on Tuesday and Thursdays. Practice will be those 2 days a week from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you're interested, check out HastingsLacrosse.com. Michael Nagel with Hastings Youth Lacrosse joined KDWA Sports to open the week and to talk about this wonderful free option for kids that want to try lacrosse. Nagel first with some of the program details.
Obviously, families are looking for ways to get back to normal, and traveling out of town isn't always, you know, the first thing on everyone's mind. So we decided to come up with an in-house program to kind of help families get back in the sport without having to travel so far and make a lot of commitments to a sport that they're very unfamiliar with. It also really helps the kids who want to go try a new sport with a low level of commitment and pressure that really lets a kid just enjoy the sport. And I feel like sometimes in youth sports we can kind of overlook that, and this is kind of our answer. We just want to let a kid come try something new and see if they enjoy it.
Nagel talks a bit about the kids that they're looking for in regards to age and skill level in lacrosse.
Yes, so this is going to be open up to all kids, boys and girls, ages 7 through 12. Again, it doesn't matter. Just come out, and we just want to see kids have fun. We're going to be running 2 practices a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays from June 15th through July 30th. So we got almost 2 months here of free lacrosse to come out and try it. And practices are going to run from 5:30 to 6:30 each night. So it's not a huge chunk of your time. It's at a local park in town here. We just want a kid to come have a good time with a low-pressure environment and be a kid.
The practices throughout the summer will cover all of the things you need to know how to play the sport of lacrosse. Nagel on the details as to what kids can expect.
Practices are going to cover basic skills: scooping, shooting, passing, catching, you know, all the basics of lacrosse. And we also like to start team building as soon as possible. You know, the camaraderie and just having a sense of being with a group of kids. And then practices always end with a game or a fun competition, something like that, to still get the blood pumping. Equipment is required, but hockey gear is a great way to get into lacrosse if you don't want to spend a lot of money, especially for younger kids. The younger hockey kids, it's so hard to spend so much money on a new sport that you haven't even played. So if you have hockey gear, if you have friends who have played lacrosse in the past, it's so easy. Just get some gear. Bring it on. Obviously, no one's going to be really hurting anyone.
We know that kids can use either lacrosse or hockey gear during the practices, but what specific equipment should parents be on the lookout for that the kids will need to participate?
The big ones are the helmet and gloves. Obviously, we don't want to have kids hitting people on the hands and heads, but they're young kids. It happens. So the helmet and gloves are big, especially from hockey. Those are super easy to transition over to. And then the mouth guard's the big one. From there, we go to your chest protectors and your elbow pads, again, just to protect any stray slashes that might get a kid crying at 7 years old.
Nagel with all of the details as to how you can get your child involved in the free youth in-house lacrosse program in Hastings this summer.
If you're interested in registering or even just getting more information, registration can be found on our website. Or if you just want help finding gear or asking if your gear will work, you can reach out to me on the website, and all of that can be found on HastingsLacrosse.com. Again, if you have any questions about any of the practice times or any of the gear you need to wear, one of the board members, specifically myself, would love to help you. I just want to do what I can to get the sport of lacrosse out there. If it's not the first day of practice, if you hear this in the middle of July, that's okay. Come on out. Even if it's just a couple of practices, we just want to get kids out and try in our sport because we love it so much and we think you should too.
That was Michael Nagel with Hastings Youth Lacrosse. Don't forget about the free in-house lacrosse program open to all kids from ages 7 through 12. It'll run from now until July 30th. Practice 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 6:30. Practices will cover basic skills and team building and always end with a fun game or competition. If you're interested, registration can be found on their website, or if you need help finding gear, you can email Noggle from the website at hastingslacrosse.com. Stay tuned to KDWA Radio for more on the 2021 summer sports season as our youth continue to play throughout the area. The 2021 baseball season came to a close for the Prescott Cardinals on Tuesday afternoon in Baldwin as they took on one of their conference foes in the regional semifinals. Number 3 Prescott came into the game at 10-11 overall. Meanwhile, number 2 Baldwin, they were at 14-9. Baldwin did win both games during the regular season and then made it a clean sweep of the Cardinals on Tuesday in the playoffs. The final score was 8-4 as Baldwin had 8 runs on 8 hits with 3 errors. Prescott 4 runs on 7 hits with 2 errors. Prescott scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the second and 1 run on 1 hit and 2 costly errors at the time for Baldwin Woodville in the 5th inning. Baldwin started off in the bottom of the first with 3 runs on 4 hits off a starter Ben Roll, but he calmed down the rest of the way, and eventually the Blackhawks would squeak across 3 more runs with 2 walks, a fielder's choice, and a sacrifice fly, aiding Baldwin Woodville in their 3-run 5th. They then added 2 more insurance runs on 3 hits in the 6th inning. For the Prescott Cardinals, they were paced by Philip Seifert's 2 hits. He was 2-for-4 in the game with 2 singles. The rest of the way for the Cardinals, Justin Severson, he was 1-for-4. He had a ground rule double in the second and then came around to score in that 3-run 2nd inning for Prescott. Mason Bartsch also with 1 hit. He had a single, a walk, and 2 RBIs in the 2nd inning. Austin Fox in his final game as a Cardinal, he was 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Fox also came in to pitch in the 7th inning with a strikeout. Also in the game, Hayden Patridge. He was 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the 2nd. Jake Hammond was 0-for-2 but had a walk in the 2nd inning and came around to score. Kyle Holman was 1-for-3. He had a single in his final game as a Cardinal. Junior pitcher Ben Roll threw a gutsy 5 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned, 3 walks, 1 was intentional, with 3 strikeouts and 2 hit batters in the game. Winning pitcher Cal Smith went 5 innings for Baldwin Woodville, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks with 6 strikeouts. The Cardinals end their season at 10-12 overall. They lose in the regional semifinals to Baldwin, the final score 8-4. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.